Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3.
Who bought more crispy taco?
I didn't. They're not more. They're
the same bag?
It's the same bag. I found them in... Uh-huh.
Are we on?
Don't be greedy.
I'm sorry. I always love when the bag is cut because that means that's a very considerate person.
That is. I mean...
Did you do it?
Yeah, because I don't like the sound of the crinkling bag when your hand has to go all the way down.
But. And then the oil gets all over you. I get it.
I get it. Excuse us. It's Around the Mic on Sojo 104.9.
Hi.
Spring and I are eating. We found a half a bag of crispy taco Lays, which BT Dubs is one of their do us a flavor.
Yes.
Limited releases. And it tastes like crispy taco. Now I want tacos. I taste the taco seasoning.
After this weekend, I had a brunch. It was the McGregor-Mayweather fight. It was a Friday. I cannot look at bad foods and alcohol for at least 7 days.
Did you watch the fight?
Yes. Okay. I have watched the fight. I drank too much mimosas and I passed out.
At nighttime?
No, I started at 12 p.m. and didn't stop till midnight.
Okay, that's good.
No, that's awful.
That was me yesterday.
I don't recover the same way I used to. I cannot do this anymore. I felt my heart pounding for 2 days.
This was me when I got to my late 20s, early 30s. Every time I drank too much and I had just that one shot or that one drink too many, I would start begging my husband to take me to rehab. Just straight up.
We would
drive by the hospital and be like, just take me there. I can't do it.
And then yesterday we had our Wine Down Summer Festival, which thank you once again, Kathy, for having us.
Yes, New Jersey Wine Events. They are
the girls
people.
That I partied with. If you are listening, Corey, Katie, Jessica, and Jen. Whew. I told them, I have to take it easy. We didn't take it easy.
Well, I think we need to set up a repeat girls' night with them.
We definitely do. It's a fun time.
All right, so Spring spent too much time drinking this weekend. I don't think that there was enough alcohol in the world to get me through the MTV Video Music Awards last night because...
So much went on.
So much went on. I mean, oh.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Maybe, you know what it is? It's because I didn't see it in full. I saw the highlights today. That might actually be it.
I saw, 48 photos from the red carpet, and I knew 3 people. So this was me with this puzzled look on my face trying to figure out who everyone was. But is there a more boring award show on planet Earth? I'd rather watch the Tony Awards.
That says a lot. That's really bad because the Tonys are kind of boring.
It's bad.
So the thing with the VMAs, it's become too predictable. I heard Katy Perry was okay as a host.
She was just all right for me, dog.
That's what I keep hearing. Yeah.
I saw her intro two things and it just... feels always like she now is like she's trying too hard. Is it me?
I feel bad.
Like that's.
I wonder if it was uncomfortable for her to present the "Look at what you made me do." Right? Look what you made me do video for Taylor Swift.
I don't know that she introed it.
I don't think she did.
If it was just like a here is.
But
here's
isn't that
video.
A little strange? If this is an event you're hosting.
Oh my God, I thought about that too, and I knew everyone's like, "Oh my God, they're gonna reunite."
No,
they were never, and no, they're not. So stop.
I was ready for a live performance and to have some kind of altercation like Nicki Minaj had with Miley Cyrus last year.
Okay, I'm going to clear this all up in just a minute. I do, before we want to dive off this Taylor Swift diving board and get into those waters because they're already nice and warm, I got to give Pink her props. I mean, she steals the show yet again, receiving the Video Vanguard Award, which has gone to Michael Jackson and Madonna in the past. She shows up in a matching suit, matching pinstripe suit with her husband, Carrie Hart, and their daughter. Willow, all matching suits. I mean, her speech was so heartfelt. Mm-hmm. And I have to give it to MTV is that they really did what I think the music and arts and entertainment are meant to do in times of political unrest, which is unite people. Mm-hmm. So they brought out the mother of... the girl who died in the hit and run accident in Charlottesville.
I was surprised
that. That was very emotional. We hear that there were numerous transgender members of the military who attended. Mm-hmm. So I think MTV did, a good job. And Pink's speech very much echoed all of those sentiments. So
I think everyone's face when they heard how that little girl felt about herself, I'm like, you're 6. Why are you having these issues already?
I know. It's an epidemic.
like insane. But for Pink to come out and just fully say what she did, oh, I love Pink.
Love her.
Big round of applause to her.
Okay, so here at 5 minutes and 15 seconds, maybe we'll play a little bit of her speech here if I can track it down.
Okay. Mark it.
So, of course, during the MTV VMAs, even when I tuned away from the telecast, sometime during that time, Taylor Swift's music video premieres, and I'm seeing screenshots and screen captures from the video all over
social
media.
The teaser trailers, yeah.
Oh my God. This, just one thing, please. Can we give it to Taylor that she is a smart and savvy artist and business person?
Completely.
This is what I heard when Look What You Made Me Do got released last week.
First, love it
she's
or hate it.
So, love it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. How do you feel? Out.
I love it until I started getting more into it. I love the concept behind it. If anything, I think it helped the song so much more for me.
Yeah. I think people have been listening to it very superficially in meaning like melody and beat and whatever.
Oh, for her, it's all lyrics for me. It's always lyrics when it comes
to
Taylor.
Always with Taylor. Always. So that's why I want some of the haters to just go a hair beneath the surface. Mm-hmm. Just like dig a little bit deeper. You got to be really embedded in Taylor's world and know what is going on behind the scenes and in her life to fully appreciate the references in the song, in the video. She wasn't somebody who got in the driver's seat with James Corden and spewed her business about the beef with Katy Perry all over the place. Katy Perry did that. Katy Perry is the one who tried to promote her whole brand new album based off this feud with Taylor Swift.
Now,
and
are you
biting
referring
off all
to the
of that.
To the driving scene that she's in?
We'll talk about that.
Okay,
but
because
I'm saying,
that was the one scene I did not get.
I'm saying in general.
Okay.
And I'll give you my conspiracy theories.
I'm ready
about,
for it.
Okay. But, you know, all of that with Tom Hiddleston and him wearing the tank tops and the boxer shorts that say I Heart Taylor Swift. And, you know, everyone else had the narrative on that. Even Tom Hiddleston spoke about it. We never heard a peep from Taylor.
Yep.
This is the thing. She doesn't talk about it. She addresses it through her music. She waits. She waits to strike. She doesn't pull this petty...
Like a snake.
Smart.
My only thing with
She doesn't pull this petty stuff where she takes it all to social media and fuels the fire. She puts it back into her music.
I want her to stop playing the victim, though. That's the one thing
she
I'm
isn't.
Tired of.
Why? Because she it stays
I want her
quiet
to, I
and
want
doesn't
her to
say
own
anything?
Up to things. That's the problem.
What
she
does
never
she do?
Says anything.
Own up to what? What has she done?
Well, with Kanye... She refuses to just admit, hey, yes, I did know that he was going to release this.
Okay, with his
and
music,
she pretended to be blindsided, which was
music
a
video
big deal.
Where they used her likeness and they referred to her in his
They made her
song.
Seem like this innocent young girl when it's like, she's not. And at this point, I understand how good she is at PR. I think she is a snake, and I don't even mean this in a bad way. I think she knows how to play her cards.
Okay, yeah, she's very
so
calculated with her image.
I just want her to own it. I need her to just... not be that person, not say everything is against me. You just haven't heard my story, but yet you're not going to tell me your full story ever.
So let's get into the video.
Okay. Because a lot of people are saying it was Kanye West.
I think it's lots of different people.
And they also say that she ripped off Beyonce's Formation, which is another problem with
itself.
Okay,
here's the thing. But I think it wasn't trying to be like Beyonce. I think she literally was making a reference to Beyonce. Okay. Maybe there's something deeper going on there that we don't know about.
With Beyonce?
I don't know. Maybe because of her affiliation with Kim and Kanye, even though Kanye and Jay-Z are like beefing right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she also had like a Nasty Girl moment. Do you remember?
I know.
Well, no, not Nasty Girl. It's Naughty Girl, right?
Yeah.
From Beyonce. And I saw that. And I'm like, huh. Okay. That's a little weird.
So there's a car crash scene.
Yes.
The half of Taylor's head is shaved. The other, she has her hair blonde and brushed forward in the way Katy Perry cut her hair when she shaved the side of her hair and did that kind of like skater boy swoop in the front.
Yeah, okay.
To me, the car crashing scene is a reference to Katy Perry's career right now, crashing and burning. And because she's in leopard print.
Right, and that's not Taylor at all.
No, and her face, her accessories, the way she has her hair, yeah. That's all reference to Katie. There's a scene where she's dancing and she's wearing a black sweatshirt with a sequin cat on the front of it.
Yes.
And she's holding a baseball bat and she's swinging at these other people in the mm-hmm. in the room who have cats on their head.
Wasn't that from We're Never Ever Getting Back Together? That's what I thought it was from. Like, because I thought she's also like bringing up her past Taylors.
She is. She's actually trashing her own image.
That's what I thought, yeah.
But within that, I mean, how do you not look at all these cat references and not think Katy Perry, Perry, like, that's Katie.
Yeah.
You know, Katie's whole branding and perfume collections are built off of cats and mm-hmm. things like that. I think definitely there were references to wanting to bash her own image from Bad Blood. You know,
yes.
Where she's up there with the, she looks like a dominatrix, mm-hmm. but all the fembox down below, they're dressed in black and plastic, very mm-hmm. much like Kanye's models from
right.
his runway shows. But at the end, you see Taylor is... She's at the top of this mountain, and all old incarnations.
And I love that scene.
Old incarnations of herself are mm-hmm. trying to crawl up this mountain, scratching, trying to get their way. We're seeing Taylor from the "You Belong with Me" mm-hmm. video. We're seeing the "Shake It Off" Taylor in the ballerina costume,
yep.
and the Taylor on top is beating them off mm-hmm. with a 10-foot pole, like
right.
get away.
Which is a snake eating itself,
and,
almost.
And in the beginning of the video, she mm-hmm. actually crawls out of a grave.
Yeah.
Dressed in
the wild. It wasn't Wildest Dreams. It's Out of the Woods.
Out of the Woods dress that she wore there. So she's gotten really pensive, and she's gone really deep with all this. She says at the end of the video, "Oh, stop your whining. Stop playing the victim, Taylor. Why do you always make that surprised look on your face? Mm-hmm. Like, what are you always so surprised
right.
about?" You know, she knows what people are saying about her.
So do you think it's her present self looking at her old self and realizing the role she's played in all of this? Or do you think it's just her letting other people hear all the comments made about her? And
yes.
that it's not true.
I think that...
See, I took it the other way.
I think that... She knows exactly what everyone is saying about her.
Of course, she has to.
And I think the world thinks that she's completely oblivious and like, oh my God, I didn't
don't.
Know that they were saying that. I think she is 100% in tune with
That's
what is going
I
on.
That's why I want her to own it.
This is a girl that her multi-million dollar empire mm-hmm. still signs her name on every check that comes
yes.
past her desk.
Mm-hmm.
She just is not getting enough credit. It's making me mad. I know I sound like a 13-year-old girl. I'm 41, and here I am stepping to the defense of Taylor
right.
as an artist.
Okay.
Because even if this is not her best song ever, if people are like, what is she crying and whining about? Can you go a little, just look a little deeper, mm. and you will see there's such intelligence behind this. And
oh, agreed. But it's intelligence playing the same narrative she always plays. That's my issue. So I already know it's not going to be a 1989 album. I'm a little upset about that, but it's fine. It's
so
okay.
So this is what we're going to do, you and I.
Right.
Okay, so you know I have a lot of tour merchandise from 1989.
Yeah, we're not burning it.
No, we're not. we're gonna bury it.
Okay.
We're going to bury it.
Okay.
Kind of almost like a time capsule. Because
right.
that version of Taylor is, as we know it, is gone. She's going to be 28 in December.
Okay.
She's had... numerous like serious romantic relationships now, not just these, you know, one-off weekends
yeah,
with Harry Styles and Connor Kennedy.
Harris,
and, she's growing, and I think she needs to do these things in order to break the mold and push past
right.
all of that.
Now, if this is just the beginning, so you know how 1989 played a whole, it was a whole story within itself?
Yes.
Now, what if, because I could be judging since I haven't actually heard the rest of the album, what if this is the realization of the role she's played in everything, and it's just the beginning?
It could
be. She starts to address it more.
It
which
could
I just came to that revelation right now
yeah.
in a second.
If
that's the case, then I could accept
either
it.
Either way, I mean, I'm on board.
I'm always
team
on board.
Taylor all the way.
I'm always on board.
You know, I don't expect her to have some big, grandiose, like, interview mm-hmm. with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show.
No.
I just think sometimes it's best to not say anything,
mm-hmm.
to not feed the frenzy, but somehow saying nothing, she still has managed
she
to do
it. She always
feeds
the frenzy, though.
And I love it.
She does it more with images. That's
Absolutely.
Why Kim Kardashian was like, I've had enough of this BS, and did what she did. And I'm telling you, the minute that audio came out, I was like, I have all the information I ever needed in life.
Kim had audio of Taylor consenting to be part of this Kanye West song, and that they buried the hatchet and part of the video. And then Taylor came back and said, no, I didn't. You're using this like without my permission. I don't know, but
because I think Taylor Swift is a powerhouse. I could see it completely. Yeah, and I want her to just say, yes,
there's,
I am.
There's part of that fan base that wants her to make the turn back in the other direction and go back to the being country. The country sweet girl. And
I don't.
I hate to tell people, she's gone.
That's, yeah, Teardrops on My Guitar. That's long
and
gone.
And if you ask me, that was just a means to an end.
Yeah.
That country.
It was the door.
Door to get into the industry. Yep.
What I don't agree with is people pushing it for country, because that is not a country song. Look, What You Made Me Do is not a country song at all.
Oh, my God.
Well, our neighbors here on the country station said that they tried to play, not them, but it was tried to play on their station. I'm like, there's no way in the world. I'm sorry.
Those programmers, no offense, need to be fired.
Yeah, there's
need
no way. This
job.
Is a pop song all the way through.
There's no fiddles in this one, people. No. Let's just be clear. No fiddles. And look, this may not be like the single that people were looking for. This isn't a Shake It Off. This isn't a...
I'm so happy it's not a Shake It Off.
We're never getting back together. That's not what this is. Those singles, those catchy songs, we know Taylor, they're coming.
Yeah.
She had something to say with this first song. Mm-hmm. I truly believe this was a song she didn't even write all that long ago.
No, there's no way.
I think it was pretty recent.
It had to be in correlation with Katy Perry's album and
then
her saying we're bearing the hatchet.
She's gone through this whole sexual assault trial with his DJ.
How long has it been since 1989? 2-3 years, right?
3 years.
3 years? So that makes sense. A lot happens during that time.
A lot has happened. And I want to see, you know, where she evolves to next. And
I'm ready for it.
I'm ready. Okay.
Because
so we're
whether
Team
I
Taylor?
Like her song, whether I don't, I'm always Team Taylor because I live for her drama. I love you, Tay.
Okay. So we're going to end it here. I have a couple things I want to talk to you and Mike about in the next episode of Around the Mic.
Okay. Are we going to give them a preview?
Just start thinking like smart technology beyond just your phone and your TV set.
Are we talking about artificial intelligence?
No.
Because I yelled at Alexa the other day.
Everyone is. Apparently now treating Alexa like a piece of crap is the standard, and it's actually becoming like AI bullying. Did you see this?
No.
Okay, we'll talk about this. But smart things that are more practical for your daily life, but are they making us lazy? We're going to talk about that next episode of Around the Mic. Hey, this is bonus content we give you. So thanks for subscribing. Please tell your friends about it. Give us a great rating. It really just boosts our confidence.
Five stars.
Mike Richmond and Social Spring Gonzalez. The Mike Show can be heard weekdays 5:30 to 10 here on SoJo 104.9. I'm Heather DeLuca, and we'll talk to you next time on Around the Mic. Bye.